Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Ametron Healing Show. Today is January 23rd, 2013. We are live on BBS Radio Station 1. This is Ann, and I'm filling in just tonight for Carrie, who will be back next week. And I know she had a healing profile show planned for tonight, but that will be postponed until next Wednesday, so you have that to look forward to. We have one more 8-hour session coming up this Sunday where you can be live on the light ship for 8 hours. And Ron has the LA Expo workshops and information. You know, you can go to meet Ron in person and be in the CLS healing room. All of that information our wonderful Cindy has put on the fast chat. And we're looking forward to a wonderful healing show full of information tonight. And Ron is here. Are you ready, Ron, to say hello to everyone?
I'm ready. So let's see what we can do today. I'll do an emotional clearing first for everybody.
Great.
So if you have a situation going on in your life that could be not the greatest or just situations happening, we're going to clear that right now. So here we go. One, two, think of it though. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's see how everybody's doing with that. And we could also do another clearing. So we'll do one for maybe extreme anxiety. That could be something that maybe somebody is dealing with here. Oh, extreme anxiety. So one, think of your anxiety that you're having. 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I hear a little background noise, or maybe PBS might have an open mic, so they can maybe check. We'll see. So here we go. So one, getting rid of energies of frustration from people. 2, think of your frustration. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. Someone on the fast chat said it's like ice melting into calmness. Thank you, and that's very nice. I think that it's important to stay connected and in our bodies and heart-centered during this time, and we have quite a few questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com, which I want to share with everybody. If you have any questions, please send them to that email address, and I will see them tonight because I have that open right now. And if I don't get to it, the next host on Friday, which I believe is, I think it's also Carrie or possibly Kathy, will answer your questions. But kind of when you were talking about anxiety, I thought of one of the questions, and I thought I'll read that to you now, Ron, if that's okay. How do we connect to our passion at this time? Should we be trying to find something to be passionate about? is it possible to have a passion now as we prepare for ascension? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, you want to keep your life going on the way it normally has been. And you just want to stay more heart-centered and not, allow things to, kind of pull you down a lot. So that's kind of what I would say. The end of the earth is not coming tomorrow, so you want to still live your life. And you want to keep going on with going on. So just stay with the flow and, just create your passion. Be heart-centered and you'll be able to do it much easier. Yeah, that's what I would suggest doing. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And thank you so much for those healings. I know that I always enjoy them. Even though I've done the whole life clearings, I always enjoy the samples that you do for us here on the radio shows. Someone is saying, and I thought it might be nice, someone's saying on the fast chat, I command my spirit to stay in my body while I sleep. And I thought maybe it would be a good idea to go over. You've given us so many simple but very almost urgent steps to take to keep us together at this time so that, we're not drawn into different timelines and taken out of our bodies. And, of course, one of them, someone mentioned, is command our bodies to stay in our spirits while we sleep. And off the top of my head, I'm thinking, of course, do the 10-to-1 drop, heart-centered drop, command our spirits to be in our body, increase our life force energy. What is there anything else you can share with us, Ron, that we should be doing at this time to cope with the energies that are going on in the planet?
Boy, that's a good one. Just try to stay more heart-centered. That's about all that I could say. There's so much happening that you can be taken sideways pretty easily. And just know that, things are moving along quite nicely. And, there's a lot happening with the alien stuff going on. So that's always going to be here now. So I really wouldn't do too much to, feel like you need to do a whole lot. Just kind of stay with yourself and in your heart center. That's what I would suggest. Because it is
now,
a little more difficult sometimes. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. It's so worth it, though, to spend those few moments to just get yourself sort of back-centered, I feel, and also to stay on the CLS Earth timeline, because I want to share that since I've been doing that, I feel so much calmer. I've been having less dreams. I've been sleeping more soundly ever since I continually, command that I be on the CLS Earth timeline. And there's a whole, Ron did a whole show really almost about that on December 31st, 2012. If you'd like to listen to that, that's on the BBS archives. So let me just see if there are, we have a question on clsquestions@yahoo.com about entities, about dark entities who sometimes come into us. Is that a, can I read you that question, Ron?
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Okay. We seem to attract a lot of entities. We feel like having the blinds on the windows closed cuts down on our attractiveness to them. Is this possible, or are we imagining it?
Boy, that's a good one. I would, if it works, it works. That's a hard one to say. Wow, that's a good observation.
Yeah, I feel like, if, as you say, entities are ghosts, then, they don't use the door, right? They just go wherever they want to go. But maybe you're less noticeable if you're closed into your own home. I don't know.
Yep,
I thought that was interesting also.
That's quite interesting. So, yeah, it works,
Right, right. Okay, wow. Thank you, Cindy, for all your wonderful input on the CLS, I mean, the CLS, yes, but the BBS Fast Chat. She's writing in Stay Heart Centered, Do the Mind to Heart Drop, Increase Your Life Force Energy, and command to stay on the CLS Earth timeline. Maybe, I'm trying to think, is there something new, like today's date or something, perhaps we could timeline crash run while we're on the air today?
Yeah, we could try that, do that. Let's look at today's date then. And today's the 23rd of January, so 1...
Right, so 1-23-2013.
We'll just do the months here, so crashing January. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that one's crashed. And next we're going to do the 23rd. So 1, 2, much heavier, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the year 2013. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy. Okay. Let's see how that feels. And what I'll do is also crash the day that we are, which is Wednesday. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I must add that I have had a lot of success timeline crashing and also natal bar crashing all the days of the weeks, the seasons, and the months of the year. And I feel much better. I noticed that I had a lot of attachments to, oh, it's September and it's, you know, the start of the school year, or it's December and their holidays, and all of that seems to be gone from me now. So I found that to be very helpful. Okay, let me think. What else can we... Let's talk about how do aliens take control of us? Wow, that's a deep question, Ron. That's on the fast chat. I don't know how if you can answer that one.
Yeah, they just do it. So it's not that how they do it. They just are able to do it. That's about all I can say. You know, they're doing it. So know that that's going on in your life. So I don't know what else to say. It's how they have the technologies to do that. As people look at things, read things, enter into situations that might be beyond their wildest dreams, not knowing what's going on, they can get connected to the darkness. And that's probably how things happen. So that's about all I can really say. But they're around, still around, and all around. Well, back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And we have a request to timeline crash Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which was last Monday. That's a good idea. Can we do that, Ron? Timeline crash it?
Yeah, this is if you think you need that yourself, so I don't know. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, not much energy there that I can tell. 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I guess that's good news that it didn't feel so powerful to you. So maybe we, since that's a relatively new holiday, maybe we're not as attached by that holiday. So thank you, though. Okay. 20. Wait, I just saw something that I wanted to read. Oh, someone is asking, do aliens have chakras?
The question is kind of general. I imagine some could, yeah.
Well, there are thousands of species of aliens, right?
Yeah, if we only had one alien, I could look at them and say, well, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no, you know, or whatever. But with so many energies out there, it would be very hard to state if it did or if it didn't or where what they are, so... A little hard to answer that question.
Okay. I feel like maybe it would be really nice, Ron, for everyone to experience a sample of the mental body clearing. Could you do that for us?
Sure. Here we go. So this is for people or everybody that normally are connected to your head a lot. And so that's a very common thing. A lot of people just are connected out of their head. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. That felt really good. I enjoyed that. Maybe I particularly really needed that because I feel kind of numbed out. Okay, we just got another question sent to us on CLS questions, and it's something I've never heard you say before or talk about, but which clearings are prerequisite for Ron to administer the Ascension Codes? Is there such a thing as Ascension Codes? I've never heard of that.
No. A lot of the clearings that you probably would like to have on the website, you'd need to have, you know, your whole life have emotional clearing done first. Really, there's really none out there except for the 4-in-1, but you want to do the emotional one first. And then if you don't do that one, then you haven't cleaned out this lifetime. So the other clearings that you may be doing, if you haven't done that because you think you need something else, it may not be as effective. So that's why you want to do that clearing first. Other than that, I don't see much of anything else that I can think of. Think of anything yet that needs something like
that? No, I sort of, I'm wondering if perhaps the person asking this question has been involved with, you know, people that are, you know, doing sort of light of the darkness clearings that they're told, oh, you need this code or this download. I have been into that in my past, unfortunately, you know, people telling me, here's what you have to do. You have to download this and that kind of thing and get these codes put into you or you're not going to ascend. And so I think that might be an old energy kind of thing. You need to clear yourself. You need to be in your body when ascension time comes.
That's real good. So there's no code that is ever going to help you. you had every code out there that every practitioner was doing. If you don't clean out your body, you're not going to have an ascension with it. And you have to, and so the codes that they're giving you is stuffing you full of more stuff. You have to realize, you know, if you just look at Jesus, why did he come? He came to take away, you know, people's sins, release them from their sins, which is genetic coding from their ancestors and what they brought up in their lifetime. So that's their stuff. He's releasing people's stuff out of them so the spirit can come more fully into the body. And that's the whole premise for, you know, the ascension process. So having codes to bring stuff into you, which a lot of people could be doing because it sounds neat, is going to actually take you further away from the path than anything. What I will say that, I guess, a prerequisite there for a clearing, yeah, if you have had a connection with those particular people, whoever they are, whatever they are, I use the word what because you don't know what's inside of their body, okay? Who is how they look, so that's who they are. What they are, you may not even have a clue. And so from there, you want to get that stuff off of you. So do the know the person, then you want to do the dark side practitioner clearing, okay? Now, what are they connected to? That could be kind of scary. Very likely, they could also be connected to an alien race that you know nothing about. And according to that, what's going to happen to you as that race connects with you? So that's kind of one way to look at the situation. But, yeah, it could be very very disconcerting, okay? That's about all that I can tell you. And you probably want to run, if not walk away, you know, from those people. So just kind of look at that situation of what you could have got connected to without knowing what was going on in your life. And may not be feeling too well about it. There's a lot of practitioners out there doing things to harm people. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And the second part of this person's question or, you know, message is that he has two family members who, you know, aren't well, and he feels they're going to pass or die soon. And I guess he's worried about them, and I guess it's the same thing. Just, you know, is there anything special you would say to him? They need to have the clearings done. And
If you're worried about if they are getting close, and, you know, the first thing is to do the spirit barcode, get that off of them so that the light can find their spirit. That's the first thing. Kind of a toss-up. You could probably even wait, maybe, you know. I can't really say that because, you know, what if ascension happens tomorrow and you're waiting? But you could also do the deceased loved one clearings where the light will also find their spirit. So there's two ways to look at that. The light only works in the now, so it's hard to say when that's going to happen as far as ascension. But if it doesn't happen, then you could do the other one. You know, maybe the cheaper one. It's $50. But and I think the barcode is 100, but the barcode is going to probably help to find more of the person when they're living than after they're deceased, because if, you know, the person's still living in the light, you can still work on it. The other one is they're already gone, floating around, and they try to find what evidence is there. So hopefully that might help you out somewhat. But you know, if they are if they're diagnosed, we'll say, with a life-threatening illness, and they already have it, and they already have, I'm using the term loosely, but, you know, one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel, you know, and they're just and by life support, and there's really no chance that anybody can conceive of them pulling out of it 100% because they have so much, you know, damage is done to the body, you know, if you have that, I would probably do like maybe a pain clearing or something, help them out. If not, you know, after like you know, I have this illness and you know I don't feel too well and I got a couple years to live, something like that. Then you may want to go in and do the body jumpstart clearing. That one is what I would probably recommend doing if you know somebody who isn't doing very well and they would like to have, you know, a little better life. And that could probably help them out immensely. That has many, many clearings in that bundle. So that's how I would probably check out that clearing. From there, I don't know what else to tell you. You know, you want to get the death barcodes off the person. So the death barcodes, definitely a way to go. That will jumpstart them back more into life. So that's what I would say to do. That one maybe first if they're still alive and wiggling, you know. Anything that you can think of?
No. I think that was really, I think, very helpful for the person. And all I can say, you know, you've explained this over and over again, Ron, that the light can only find what is the light. So the more light this person can bring to their family members, the more chance they have of being found by creation lightship when they die, so therefore, you know, being able to ascend, right?
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
And so anything you can do for them, you know, while they're still alive, that'll be helpful. We also, thank you, Ron. I thought that was really helpful. And I know that it's kind of scary if you feel like, oh, my God, somebody I love is about to die. What's going to happen to them? You know, I mean, I think that's what was underlying that question. And already those people that he's talking about in his family are better off because he has found creation lightship and therefore can help his family members along. We had a request for a feeling body clearing. Could we do a quick sample of the feeling body?
Sure. So here we go. Feeling body. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Another really great entity question here, and Ron has explained again, if you are a new listener, there are so many shows Ron has done, and he's explained these things over and over, and entities basically are ghosts, and they're all around us, and they look to come into our bodies, and I know I'm very aware of that when it happens to me, and I know a lot of other people are too. So here's a question. When I ask for entities to leave, why, when I have pain, does it not work? Just when you really want to get rid of them. And so I thought that was a great question, Ron.
Yeah, I would just keep doing it. You have to command your spirit to get rid of them. So why don't they leave? Well, they don't leave probably because of the pain that you're dealing with kicked out your spirit. Oh, that mean that you want to get more spirit energy. So just keep doing it and then, you know, do spirit infusion, you know, with that and keep bringing in the energy, you know, from, you know, your spirit to get them to get released. Because, see, your voice is not going to kick them out, okay? It's your spirit strength that's going to do that. So I hope that kind of helped you because people think that your voice is strong enough to say yes or no, and they're going to obey your voice, which is not true, okay? So you need your spirit to be the horsepower behind your voice to get them out of, you know, your body.
Okay. Well, right, and isn't it kind of a circle? If you're feeling off, for instance, in physical pain, then you've possibly allowed your spirit to leave your body, or your spirit has left your body because you've had an injury or an accident or something has gone on, and then you're not as powerful. So then you're going to attract more entities, and it's then harder to get, it's like a vicious circle. It's going to be harder to get rid of them. And the only hope you have, I would say, just, you know, looking for you to confirm for me, Ron, is I now increase my life force energy until your spirit's fully back in your body.
That is correct, yeah.
Is that your only hope? And then the stronger you are and the more powerful you are, the less they'll attach to you in the first place, and then secondly, you know, you'll be able to get rid of them.
Yeah. Oh, and you could also do, I now increase my life force energy. That could even help you out a lot. So, you know, you may want to do that along with that, because you need to get the horsepower. You know, that's why, the only reason why the entities are coming in, getting back to the basic maybe question, the only reason why you have entities is because your spirit's kicked out of your body. Forced out, kicked out, whatever happened, you know, between you and your spirit is no longer with you. And so that's the reason why you have entities, because your spirit not holding light out of your body. So you need to get those out to bring in more spirit energy.
Right.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Someone's saying here the spirit doesn't like pain and leaves. So, again, I guess the same thing I just said. If you have a situation like you're in pain, or if you have a shock of some kind, emotional or mental, you have to just really powerfully keep saying, I now increase my life force energy. We had a question, it's a little bit of a different subject, but someone had a question about the seven generation clearings, Ron. And could you maybe first explain what are the seven generation clearings and why that's a good one to do?
Okay. It's not needed by everybody, but it probably actually is, okay? So, but typically,
right.
If you have a situation going on, let's say that you have a problem with, your parents have a problem, you had a problem from them, everybody from the get-go has a problem, and all of a sudden you're wondering what's going on, you know, and you just can't seem to shake a particular situation, but you did that whole lifetime clearing, which should have normally got rid of it. Wow. Got about 10% left. I don't know where to go or what to do. Well, that's when you go into the seven generational clearing. Because from there, it can help to go back into more of your DNA, get rid of these things. So this is what I would recommend doing at the seven generational one. And you can go back, I think we go back seven generations. Seven times seven. So, but basically, each generation, the first one that you do, one through seven, so we go back to like the 49th generation, I think. But the first one goes back to probably maybe the 1800s. That might just be enough to, nip it in the bud for you. If you need to do more, then you can do more, but that one normally is what's probably needed most. And then from there, the price has dropped in half after that one. If you need to go back further, you can, from the second segment of those going back. But normally, you only use a seven-generational clearing if you feel like there's still some residual that you can't get rid of. And you may not know that for a while, or you might know it right off the bat. You know, I'm still hearing voices, or I still feel pain. I'm still seeing past lives of this year, feeling past lives when situations occur. But when you do have that situation occurring, then you want to go in to do the seventh generational one. Other than that, it may not even be needed. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And part of his question, you know, the second part was how many times do I need to run the clearing? And you pretty much answered it. You would run it once, I guess, and see how you feel later.
That's just, I'm interrupting, I'm sorry. But, yeah, that's what you want to do is do the whole lifetime one, just kind of see where you settle in. And it might be fine. You know, normally I only put the seven generational ones up because some people said, you know, I have a few things haunting me. So it'd be interesting to see if somebody could call in or just talk about it. Or why they thought they needed it and how it helped them and how many they had to do. Get a caller, that'd be wonderful, just to see what is going on here. I like hearing people talk about their clearings.
Right. Yes, I know. Okay, I'm just looking at our questions here. This is kind of weird. Are aliens usually on the outside or inside of us?
There's more on the inside of you than would probably be on the outside, because you have to get your life force energy. Well, that's what I would probably say, is that they're, on the outside of you.
Okay.
And then they crawl into the inside. That's why we have the calls on Sunday. Get rid of those. So typically, probably come to the outside first, but we have ones that are on our skin. Well, we'll tell you what, some critters on your skin. Well, let's try that out for people. So here we go, everyone.
Okay.
So we'll see how you're doing. So one, two, oh boy, three. These are little ants here that are crawling on you. Four. Lovely. Five. Six. Seven. And eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. Oh, great. We got a caller. The caller can shed some light on what we've been talking about here. So, caller, who are you?
Hi, I'm Larry. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron.
Okay, so
hi,
tell
Larry.
Us about your clearing, the whole life one that you had, and then also why you needed to do a seven-generational one and how that helped you.
Well, I've done that a long time ago, the seven-generation one. That seemed to help me a lot and clip out a lot of dark energies that were adding to me. And that's why it set me free in that regard.
Great.
But then I was wondering, too, about the aliens. Some aliens are on the outside, some are on the inside of us. The ones on the outside, do they orchestrate control on the timelines? And on the inside, do they increase the pain? And what are their functions and duties?
Well, that's a good question. It's hard to say how they're connected. So I guess the way I could respond to that the aliens are on a timeline. All of them that are in you and outside of you are on a timeline, unfortunately, and that's how they come into you, because aliens out there control time. Let's just say that one alien race has you on a timeline for 10 minutes, and maybe they bring in all the energy that's on the outside of your body that can attach to you. Your body kind of itches and you have some pains and don't know what's going on. You feel maybe hot flashes or pokes on your body, tingles, pinpricks, something like that. Rashes, okay. And so they could be bringing that in. Now, another one may bring in another alien race on a different timeline who has you. It could go to the inside of you, causing you internal organ damage. So it's hard to say what they're doing, because, you know, we don't really have a roadmap for these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of how I would sort of address that, because I just, they're all unwanted, so, you know, any way we look at it, they're bad, you know?
Yeah. I've had a relative who, he stayed away from me for a long time, and I was free of him, but just recently, I guess the aliens empowered him, and now he feels that power. He would do anything for power. Injure anybody for power. He loves to do that, and he is trying to give me curses on my right side of my chest, and pain on my right side of my chest, but now I got him down pat, and I can really resist him and do it very successfully now. And I'm a lot more empowered than I used to be in that area. So he attacked me about 5 or 6 times so far in the past few days, but it's not that big of a deal anymore because I can waylay his attacks quite successfully more than I have in the past. So it's not a big deal, but I've been doing the curses and spells to waylay his attacks, and I've been getting much empowered by that.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's all I have.
Yeah, with the alien stuff, it's so hard to, narrow down, but, you know, we're doing our best here to ward them off of us. So that's what we do.
I know they're upset because I've been improving my abilities, but I feel like there's more of a way that I need to go, and they shouldn't be attacking me because my abilities. I need to go away more than where I am now. So wait until I'm more successful before they attack me that much, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll be getting there step by step. It's just a matter of time, but I'm learning a lot. I'm sharing a lot with people because I'm happy about that, but I've got a way to go yet. So I realize my lack, and they shouldn't be so upset because I have a tiny bit of abilities that I'm sharing.
Yeah, but you never know what they're up to, you know, and how they want to control us, everything else. Well, yeah, that's very good, Larry. So I thank you for calling.
Okay.
That's good.
Yes,
okay,
Larry,
thank you
so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Larry. Now, Larry was talking about, I know he was talking about ETs, but he was also talking about courting. And I was wondering, Ron, if it's possible, because there's a person in my life that courts me, and I've even done healings for this person, and I don't quite know. Now, this is another human, you know, but also possibly controlled by ETs, I don't know. And he courts me. And I know this happens to other people as well. And is it possible for you to do a sample of a courting, which I know you have a call every week for that, which is wonderful, but could you do a sample, perhaps, of a courting release for everyone tonight?
Sure. Here we go, everybody. So
think of
somebody,
one person, right, that's courting
somebody,
you.
Yeah, somebody who's courting. You got to think of somebody. And otherwise, I won't be able to do much. So think of somebody who is energetically courting you, and we'll see what happens here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you. Wow. Kind of heavy.
Okay. It was. Thank you, Ron. And I really kept this person in mind while you were doing that, and I really felt it. And I felt, you know, kind of like it came off of my face or my head, you know, somewhere, and that must be where he was courting me. And on Tuesdays, Ron does a one-hour healing call where you're brought to the Creation Light Chip. The healings are so powerful, and it's a whole hour of releasing cords, and Ron usually goes to different parts of the body where you might be corded, and it's just wonderful. So thank you so much for that, Ron, and that was wonderful. Someone is asking on the fast chat for a disappointment clearing, and I just, that brings me to, really, if you're feeling disappointed, that's an emotional body issue, and there's an emotional body clearing, and you know, we can do a sample of that, but I just wanted to remind everyone of the self-empowerment clearings. So if something's going on in your life and you feel things aren't working the way you'd like them to, I really highly recommend the self-empowerment clearings. But for tonight, would it be possible, Ron, to accommodate this disappointment someone is feeling? And I'm sure we've all had feelings of disappointment in our lives.
Oh, rats. Okay, so here we go, everybody. We'll do that here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we have, another thing happening here. We have people, remember we did cords that you put out for other people. So I want to reverse that, and then we'll get back to this clearing, because this disappointment, if you're disappointed, is it because people are disappointed in you? This is why I'm going slightly sideways here, but we'll just talk about it. So are you disappointed because people feel that you let them down or something like that, and you're taking that energy in, and it's not really your issue? Maybe they're courting you, giving you all this guilt. So I'm gonna look at that, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's get back to now being disappointed. That could be, you know, situations on its own there. But let's do something where betrayal could be one. So let's do a betrayal clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a betrayal one. A lot of these clearings on the self-empowerment one. So if you're looking to clear yourself out of a bunch of issues, situations, this might be the way to do that. Let's see what else we have here. Let's go into the energies of self-sabotage. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so there's that one. And now let's go into another clearing. And let's do one that is going to deal with heartache. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you. And we'll see how people are responding with this here.
Well, let me just say that we have been getting a lot of, very positive feedback on the fast chat, that people are feeling very, very good and happy. And someone is asking here, if someone is critical of you such that it is immobilizing, what is the best clearing? Wow. I hope that what we're just doing has been helping, because that's possibly and probably courting, but it's also an emotional issue on the part of
self-empowerment.
The feeling it.
I think it's $50 for a month and a half. So I would do that and just see, how working for you. Okay, that's what I would do. That's my suggestion there.
Yeah, that self-empowerment clearing is so, so powerful. It's really wonderful. Okay, people are saying they're feeling better. They got a lot. The heartache was helpful, it helped them feel better. I can feel my spirit much better. Someone wrote into CLS questions. Let me see, not quite a question, just saying, if I do my, I now increase my life force. Well, it is a question. I now increase my life force energy. Does it help us hold the energy? And I think the answer to that is yes, right, Ron? We want to say,
yeah.
I now increase my life force energy.
Yes, uh-huh.
How about if we end tonight on, because we're getting close to the end of the show, if we end with a mind to heart drop, unless there was something else you wanted to talk about, Ron?
Let's see here. Let's just do that one here. So here we go. Our life force energy. So I'll just say it out loud, everybody. Here we go. So I now increase my life force energy. 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 One more time. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, there we go, everybody. Oh, this will end the show with that. Thank you, everybody. Are you ready for
Thank
next
you, Ron,
program?
And hope to see everyone on the Sunday call.
And we'll see you later, everybody. So Sunday
yes.
call is
Thank you.
Hours. Blessings. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.